See, you should not want to leave this work. Okay, we're going to start the new perek. Daf Lamed Hey. Keitz Mevarchem Al HaPeres. What brachas do we make on various peres? So like Tosfos right away points out, the Mishnah will not ask in this Gemara, like we asked at the beginning of the Masechta, when we started the Masechta, Me'emes HaKarna Shema, from when do we say Shema? So right away the Gemara asked, Tana Hechakoi, what's we referring to that was saying Me'emesai? Because here we already have encountered the obligation to make brachas. We learned that a Belkeri doesn't make brachas, so obviously there's an obligation to make a bracha. We learned, in general, Tosfos says, like we'll learn today's shir, that it makes sense that one should have to make a bracha. Now the only question is, what are the hilchas brachas? So Keitz Mevarchem Al HaPeres. So Al HaPeres, you learn, something that grows out of a tree, Huayim Bari Pri Eitz. You have to say Bari Pri Eitz. So the Mefarshim point out, the Mishnah should have said, Al Peres Ilan Mevarech Bar Preitz. On fruit, you make a Bar Preitz. Why does the Mishnah say the Lashon Hu Oimer? So we learn here a very important halach in Hilchas Brachas. In Birchas Hanenim. You know, there are two types of Brachas. There's Birchas Hanenim. Brachas that one makes because he's going to enjoy something. And then there's Birchas HaMitzvah. A Bracha that somebody makes before he does a Mitzvah. On a Mitzvah, we have an obligation of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. We're all responsible to help each other do Mitzvahs. So even if I, maybe you even did the mitzvah, I can make the bracha for somebody else. So if I already heard shofar, but you didn't hear shofar, I can make a bracha for you, shofar, or megillah, other examples. Birchas Hananen, if you're going to eat an apple, I can't make a bracha for you, because you're going to have hanah, you're going to enjoy the apple, not me. Where do we learn that halacha? That by Birchas Hananen, the only time I can make a bracha on the apple and be mitzi you, is only if I'm also enjoying it, is Hu Oimer. He says it. The person eating it, not someone else. But there's an interesting shaila. Kiddush, we can make a bracha one for the other, because Kiddush is a Birchas HaMitzvah. You have to make Kiddush, we spoke to Gemara, Zachrei Olayayin. You have to make Kiddush. But there's another halacha, Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that when you make Kiddush, you have to eat there. So let's say I make Kiddush for you, which is fine. And now you have to eat cake or wash and eat bread. So is that eating of the cake or bread considered a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore I can make the bracha on your behalf even if I won't eat? Or is it considered a birch because of Kiddush B'Makom Suda? Or is it only considered a Birchas Hananen, and if I won't eat, I can't make the bracha for you? The best thing is to eat, and you wouldn't have a shayla. Chutz min ha-yayin, the exception is on wine. Shal yayin hu oimer bari pri hagafen. By wine, we make a bari pri hagafen. There's a very interesting shayla in the Mefarshim again. The Mishnah's language seems to be redundant. We say chutz min ha-yayin, shal yayin hu oimer bari pri hagafen. He should have said chutz min ha-yayin, shal oimer bari pri hagafen. So again, the Paiskin Warner, the Ritva speaks about this. They want to say what the Mishnah is teaching us is as follows. We're going to learn in this parak a very fundamental halacha. That on all foods, you have to make a bar priyats, you have to make a bar priyadama, whatever bracha you have to make, you yoytze with a shahakal, b'diyevit. You could say a shahakal and you be yoytze. Teaches us the Mishnah, chutz min al yayin, wine is an exception. Shal yayin hu oimer bar priyagofen. You must say bar priyagofen. And if you made a shahakal on wine, and you realize you only made a shahakal, you have to make another bracha. And that's the way the Ritva paskins, and that day is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Others want to say that no, that Avadil Chatchili should make on wine also Bari Pri Hagafen, but if you didn't and you made a shakul, you yoytze. What is the question for, based on? The question is based on why did Chazal say that you should make a separate bracha on wine? Is it because the bracha on wine is muvereris? I'm teaching concepts that we're going to come across all the time in this parak. It's more explicit, and we always want to be as explicit as possible. So it's only more explicit, so you are less explicit. You'll be yoytzu with a shahakal. Or is, why did Chazal tell us to make a bracha al yayin, a separate bracha? Because Chazal said that wine, given its specialty, requires its own bracha, and if you make another bracha, you're not yoytzu. La Locha, the Mishnah Brewer says that if one did accidentally make a bracha shahakal on wine, he's yotze. Aperis aretz, something that grows from the ground, who I'm a bari pri adoma. Chutz min apas, even though bread comes from the ground, the wheat comes from the ground, shal pas u'moitzi ha'moitzi lechem in aretz. There you have to say ha'moitzi lechem in aretz. So the Mefarshim say, pshatna ha'moitzi lechem in aretz. The truth is, the language of Amotzi Lechem and Oretz is a very difficult language. Bread doesn't come out of the ground. Wheat comes out of the ground. And from the grain, we make bread. Why does it say Amotzi Lechem and Oretz? Because bread is the basic food item. And Adam Harishon, when he was created, before he did the Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him bread ready in the Gan Eden. So when we see bread in front of us, we remind ourselves of a perfect world, and we, so to speak, daven to Hashem for a perfect world when we will be zoicha to Hamotzi Lechem and Oretz, the bread comes straight out of the ground and we could eat it without any hard work. Well, Yerakis, so it turns into some sort of a shevach. Right, it's a zeicher. It's not just a pure mitzvah sanedin. Well, Yerakis, why am I bari pri adama? On vegetables, you make a bari pri adama. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a bari min adasham. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to look at different types of vegetables. Sometimes you eat seeds. So this way Rashi explains, Rabbi Yehuda say you would say bari min adasham. If you eat a leafy vegetable, you would make a bari min adasham. He considers a bari pri adama too general of a bracha. Before we begin the Gemara, we have to familiarize ourselves with a din in the Torah called Revai. Really, Orla and Revai. Tomorrow we're going to talk a lot about Orla. Today we're going to talk about Revai. Midaraisa, when something grows, for the first 3 years it's Orla. You're not allowed to use it. Any produce, any fruit, anything grows from a tree the first 3 years. The fourth year it's called Revai. What is the halacha Revai? It has the same halacha as Maisa Sheni. You're really supposed to take that fruit up to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim, or redeem the fruit and take that money and use it in Yerushalayim for food stuff. Begin at the Gemara. Menani Mili, how do we know that one has to make a bracha? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Pasuk says regarding Revoi, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. It's holy to be praised with Hashem. Now, Hilulim is a Lashon Rabbim. Hilulim. Melamed, so we learn from this bracha, from this pasuk, shetunim bracha lefneim lechreim. The one has to make a bracha before he eats something and after he eats. Bracha rishonah, bracha achroina. Mekanam Rabbi Kiva, oslo la'adam shittim klum, kaim shivarach. You're not allowed to eat anything before you make a bracha. And the Mefarshim point out, what's Rabbi Kiva adding? Tunim bracha lefneim lechreim. What's Rabbi Kiva adding? Rabbi Kiva is adding that not only may you not eat without a bracha, he says oslo litoim. You're not even taste something without making a bracha. Ask the Gemara, v'hai kodesh alulim l'hochi udasa, is this what kodesh alulim is coming to teach us? Hamibayleh, we already need it for different limudim. Chad, dam rachmana, that the Torah is teaching us, achlei, first redeem the fruit, v'hada achlei. That means if you have revived fruit that you intend to redeem and not actually take it up to Yerushalayim, you should first redeem it before you eat it. That's one limud from we have from Hilulim. But again, Hilulim is Lashon Rabbim. Vidach, we learn from it. Dov aton shira, something that requires singing on ton chilo. That requires to be redeemed. Which ain't ton shira, but something that doesn't require singing. We'll explain in a moment what I mean. Ain't ton chilo. What does that mean? Krev shmu ba nechmeni om rabbi yonison. Dov rab shmu ba nechmeni om rabbi yonison. Menayin she'en om shira el alayayin. We only say song, the only food item that we say song on in the base of Mikdash was wine. Shenema v'taymelahem hagefen, the pasuk in Shoftim says that all the trees came to the wine, to the grape tree, and made him the king of the trees. And the grape tree says to them, v'taymelahem hagefen, the wine tree tells to them, hechidalti es tiroshi, have I withheld my wine, hamasameach alakim anoshim, that makes people and God happy. So the pasuk is a difficult pasuk. In Menashe Mesameich, we understand the wine makes people happy. Elokim Mesameich. Well, where do we see the wine? Does Hashem drink wine that he gets happy with it? Mikansha and Amshira El Yain. So what is this pasuk teaching us? This pasuk is teaching us two things. One is that you redeem the revai before you eat it. And the other thing is that the only thing revai applies to is grapes. Before we go further, Tosfos makes a point that the only thing that we say Shira on is on wine. Whenever we say Shira, it has to be on wine. So the Bris Gerov right away asks a question. We say Hallel. We say Hallel. And Hallel, when we say Hallel, there's no wine. So we see that say Shira without Yain. So Tosfos really says it's only on the Mizbeach. The only time we sing by the Mizbeach is with wine. Doesn't mean necessarily not in the Mizbeach. But the Bris Gerov explains that there are two concepts. There's a concept of Shira, of singing, and there's a concept of Kriya, reading. Shira is always said al yayin. Hallel, Kriya, halal is not shira. Halal is kriya, reciting the psukim. That you don't need wine for. And that's why a lot of people explain the minig that a lot of people have. Pesach by night, they say halal in Nusach Sfarad. We say halal in shul, and then we say halal again by the Seder. Why do we say halal twice? The halal in shul is kriya. And the halal at home, we say on the wine. That's why some people even have a minig that during the whole halal, they hold the wine in their hands. Why? Because it's shira al yayin. The halal at home is shira, not kriya. But our question is that we have two hilulim, but both hilulim already used. So how could the Gemara say that we're using hilulim to teach us the concept of brachas that needed for something else? Says the Gemara, according to the mandam that says that everything, all things that grow from the tree have the din of revai. So one hilulim is left over because it's not going to teach us that it only applies to grapes. El mandatami kerem revai. Kerem means a vineyard. That it only applies to vineyards. So both hilulim are used up. Ma'ikla meimor. What are we going to say? Ditmer. We have a machloikis. Rav Chiya, Rav Shimon. Chatoni kerem revai. One man Dhamma says the Revai only applies by vineyards, the Chatoni Net Revai applies by everything that grows. And it continues the Gemara. Well, the man Dhamma Karen Revai, and according to the man Dhamma that says that it only applies by vineyards, Hanich Yalf Xereshov, that how does he know it from a different Xereshov? The Tanya, Rebbe Oimer, Nemekan, it says by Revai, Lehois Lechem Tvasa. So we have the same word Xereshov, Tvua Tvua. Malahalan means Karim. That it's talking to a vineyard. Afkan Kerem, it's also here by vineyard. So Eisle Hat Chilul Lebracha. So I have left over one hill because I won't need the hill to teach me that Revai only applies by vineyards. But Vila Yalk Zereshava. So he needs hill to teach me that Revai applies only by vineyards. Bracha Menolai. So how do I know the concept of Bracha? And continues the Gemara. Vinam Yalk Zereshava. And even if I learned Zereshava, and will know that Revai only applies by vineyards, and I have one hill left over, but that'll only help me for one bracha. It won't help me for another bracha. Ashkan la'achrov. So I know you have to make a bracha achroina lefana menayim. Why not the reverse? So Rashi and Tosfos say that if I only have one limud, I would prefer to learn bracha achroina over bracha rishayna, because I already find the concept of bracha achroina in the Torah by Berachas Hamazon. So if I'm only going to have one, I'm going to use it for bracha achroina, not bracha rishayna. That's not difficult. If I already know bracha achroina on other foods, bracha rishayna will fall into place. That's hi b'kavachomer. I'll learn it with a kavachomer. If somebody already finished eating mevarich, he makes a bracha. Rav, before you're eating, certainly you have a reason, and then Hashem gives you the food, certainly you have every reason to make a bracha. Like kalshken, that you certainly make a bracha. So from here we see that the bracha rishayna we learn with a kavachomer. So Tosfos right away asks the question, no matter wherever we end up with the Gemara, so we have a Kal V'chomer to teach us Bracha Rishayna. So why do we always say, ask the Pnei Yeshua, that Bracha Rishayna is only with the Rabbanon? We know that something that's learned with a Kal V'chomer has the same strength as something that it says B'feirush in the Torah. So why isn't it? Why isn't a Bracha Rishayna with the Raisa because of the Kal V'chomer? It's a very difficult question. Most Mefarshim get stuck with this question. The only Torah I saw is as follows. If the Torah meant that it should be Midaraisa, so why did the Torah only explicitly say Bracha Achroina, not Bracha Rishayna? If Bracha Rishayna and Bracha Achroina are the same, so you should have said Bracha Rishayna the same way you said Bracha Achroina. The reason, if the Torah only left it to us to learn with logic, with a Kal V'chomer, it must be that it's not Midaraisa, which is a very difficult teretz, because we have Kal V'chomer throughout Shas, and we don't say, if the Torah wanted it to be that way, you should have written it. There's one more thing that Flos says, a beautiful thing. We're saying as follows, Bracha Achroina is Midaraisa, Bracha Rishayna may be with Rabbon. What about by Berachas HaTorah? By Berachas HaTorah, it's just the opposite. Bracha Rishayna is Midaraisa. We learned the Gemara Kishem Hashem Ekra Hava Gadol Lekeinu. Bracha Achroina, there may not be a chi, but it's certainly not Midaraisa. What's the difference between Torah and eating? So that Floss has a beautiful vart. He says, when somebody comes to eat, so before he eats, he understands by himself that he has to say a bracha. He's hungry, and Hashem gives him to eat. He says a bracha. After he's full, he starts to forget Hashem. So the Torah tells us you have to make a bracha. Don't forget God. By learning, it's just the opposite. Before somebody learns, he doesn't realize, is learning so important that I should make a bracha? So he doesn't make a bracha. But after he learns, nobody has to tell him to make a bracha. Once he starts to learn, he enjoys learning so much, nobody has to tell him to make a bracha on his own. He will make the bracha and continue learning. Ask the Gemara. Ashkechon Karim. So now, according to the Manda Omer, it says the Revai only applies by vineyard, and we're saying that the second Hillel teaches us that you have to make a bracha, that's only by vineyard. Shamin and Minayin. What about everything else besides the Karim? And so the Gemara, the Yalf Mekarim, all other foods will be learned from Karim. Ma Karim will say, just like a vineyard, is a Dovah Shenana, you enjoy the Tom Bracha and you have to make a Bracha. I've called Dovah Shenana, anything you eat, Tom Bracha. Ask the Gemara, you can learn from that, because Karim is unique. Ikla Mifrach, Mal Karim Shechai Chai Ba'olus. Undeveloped grapes were left for the poor people. What's undeveloped grapes? That's Einlai Katev and Notev. That means if you'll see a cluster of grapes, they have the secondary branches coming out of the main branch. An undeveloped cluster that doesn't have those branches is not Mechuyiv. You have to leave for the Aniyim. So therefore, Karim is unique and in that level, and it may be also unique that it's the only thing you make a bracha. It says, the Mar Karma Techiach. But I can learn from Kama. That Kama, we know that's grain, that we have to make a bracha, because that's what the Torah says, benching, and there's no din of oilless. So obviously, oilless is not the factor in bracha. Says the Mara, you can't bring a raya from oil, because mala kama, she came b'chai b'chala. When you make a dough out of grain, you have to separate chala to give to the kohen. So it's a kerem yichir. There's no din of chala by kerem. So obviously, chala is not the deciding factor. So we have what's called a tzara shava. We have two concepts. Chala, we have kerem and kama. We look for the common denominator. V'choz adin. Loi rizek rizek. Kerem is not like kama. Karim has oilers and kama has chala. What is the tzad shavu shabbat? What's the common denominator? Dovah shenena, you enjoy him between a bracha. I've called dovah shenena tam bracha. Ask the Gemara, mala tzad shavu sheken yesh ben se mizbeach. Wine is brought in the mizbeach for the nesachim, and grain is used to make the flour for the carbon menachas. Maybe only things that are brought in the mizbeach will require a bracha. Nothing else. Vasinami, and the Gemara says, if I'm going to use this line of reasoning, I'll say Zayas, olive oil, will also be mechuyev in a bracha. You know why? This bit sad mizbeach. Because you brought the Zayas on the mizbeach. The Zayas mitzad mizbeach, I'll see, ask the Gemara, do I have to come on through learning that you would make a bracha on olive oil or on olives because it's brought in the mizbeach? For behedik sabay. You can learn it even better because it says expressly regarding his eyes, Kerem. The Ksiva Yiva Migodish, that Kama, the Pasuk and Shaiftim, it burnt from the grain to the different grain at Kerem's eyes. So you see that Zayis is called Kerem, and now we're saying that Kerem is Mechuyiv in a Bracha. And so the Gemara, that would not be a Raya. Amar Papa, Kerem Zayis Ikri. A Zayis is not called a Kerem by itself, it's called a Kerem together with Zayis. Kerem Stamala Ikri. Of a kamak and kasha, where are we up to? Mal tzad shav Hashem, she can yash spem tzad mizbeach. The only thing that we know now has to make a bracha. You have to make a bracha is something that's brought in the mizbeach. But what about anything else? As the Gemara, the yalos b'shivas aminim. There are seven minim. We'll talk about them a lot in this parak. That Israel, that's Yisrael, was blessed with, and the Gemara is learning now that the bracha achrayna you make on the shivas aminim is midaraisa. So we'll say, Mas Shevis Aminim is Dovah Shenena V'Tam Bracha. It's something that you enjoy and you have to make a bracha. I'll call Dovah Shenena Tam Bracha. Ask the Gemara, Malah Shevis Aminim, Shekein Chai B'Kabkurim. The halacha is that when somebody brings the Shevis Aminim, the first fruit of the Shevis Aminim have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. What about anything else? We would never know on fish, on meat. They don't have a Tzad Mizbeach. They're not Shevis Aminim. There's no Bikurim. How would you know? You have to make a bracha. Void. Meat is on the mizbeach. Right. Good point. But other fruits. Or vegetables. But hotten al akhrif. We only know, if we're going to learn from Shivas Aminim, what does the Torah say by Shivas Aminim? You have to make a bracha achrayna. The Torah doesn't speak anything about a bracha rishon and Shivas Aminim. So Gemara says, Lefonim 9. What about before? So Gemara says, that's not a question. Halakasha. Bracha Rishonim will take care of what we said before. Das v'kav v'chomer. K'shavim v'varach. If somebody is ready, fully makes the bracha. K'sharav le'kashkein. Certainly before. Ask the Gemara. Uman d'tani net revai. Even according to the mandam that says that revai applies to everything that grows. Hotenach kol dav natiyah. Something that grows. So I learned from Hilulim, from the extra Hillel, that anything that grows requires bracha. But what about the lab manatiyah? Kigoyim basa, beitz, medagim, meat, eggs, fish, minale. So we're back to our fundamental question. How do you know you have to make a bracha? El asfarahu. The Gemara says, how do we know? Because it's a svarah. Asa lo la'odom, she'enem ayom haza b'loy bracha. A person can't have a no from this world without a bracha. And the pasuk of Hilulim, even if it's extra Tosfos says, is only a smach to ba'alma. So the Pnei Yeshua says an interesting thing. He says, we're saying now that the concept of making a bracha is a svara. If it's a svara, throughout Shas it should be a deraisa, because we say a good svara has the same authority as if it would have said in the Torah. So why do we say bracha is a midrabbanon? Bracha should be midaraisa. So Pnei Yeshua says that bracha is a taka midaraisa. So if bracha is a deraisa, why do we have a rule, a suffer bracha slahakal? That if somebody has a suffix, if he made a bracha, he doesn't repeat it. It's a deraisa. When it's a deraisa, you should have to repeat it. He says the only reason you don't repeat a bracha is because if you would repeat a bracha, you would be have a different problem. You'd be saying Shem Shemayim in vain, Levatola. So only out of respect for Hashem's name, that's why you don't repeat a bracha, but not because it's a drabbanan. He's saying after you learn this Gemara, brachas become a deraisa. Bichidish. Brachas Mazin is deraisa. So that's why the Torah told us Beferish. That's what the Torah says, that you want to do it even when it's a shayla bracha levatola. That's what the Torah had to tell us explicitly and not learn it from a svara. Excellent question. Tan Rabbanan. You're not allowed to have a nor from this world. You're not allowed to enjoy anything in this world without a bracha. The call of nenem olam has a b'loy bracha. If somebody does have a nor from this world without a bracha, mo'al. What's called mo'al? Mo'al means me'ila. If somebody uses something that belongs to kodesh, the hegdish, to the beis hamikdash, shagig, he's over me'ila. Same thing. If you use something that belongs to Hashem without permission, it's me'ila. Ma'itakante. So what happens? Yelech etzachachem. Go to a Rav. Ask the Gemara, what's the Chacham going to do for you? You already did the Isser of eating without a bracha. Somebody should go to Chacham before he eats. He should teach him Hilchas Brachas. He shouldn't come to this mistake. So first we say, what's the Gemara teaching us? That you should go learn? Of course you have to learn. You don't know how to do anything without going to learn. So Gemara is saying a very deep pshat. We started the shiur and we said you could always make a shahakal. So let's say somebody can say, you know what, I'm going to skip the whole parakeets mevarchim and I'll always make a shahakal and I won't have any shaylas. Says the Gemara that if you don't go to the chacham and learn the right bracha, you are moil. You can't just rely on the shahakal. Continues the Gemara, Amar Yudam Shmuel, Kol Nenem Oilam Haz B'loy Bracha. If somebody has enjoyment from this world without making bracha, Kel Nenem Mekat Shmaim. It's as if he derived benefits from something that is holy to Hashem. Shenema, the Shem Aras M'loy, the whole world belongs to Hashem. And since the whole world belongs to Hashem, we can't use Hashem's world without making a bracha. Mefarshim will ask here too, the Netziv asked the question, what's Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel adding? The Gemara says, Kol Nenem Oilam Haz Kilamol. So what's he adding? So the Netziv says Mi'ila is only b'shoigig. If somebody did it by accident, the Mi'ila is not if somebody did it on purpose. So Mara is saying no matter what you did, if you skipped the bracha by accident, you skipped the bracha on purpose, under all circumstances you did something very serious. Rav Levi asked the question. Kshiv l'Hashem ha'aretz m'loyu. It says that Hashem, the whole world is Hashem's. V'ksiv ha'shmaim shmaim l'Hashem v'aretz nosim l'vnei adam, that the world belongs to us. Answer the Gemara, like Kasha, can't call the bracha before you make a bracha, can't lack a bracha after you make a bracha becomes ours. And that's why Tosfos quotes an interesting minig that people used to have before they ate. They used to say, before they made the bracha, they said, Hashem Aratz M'loyai, and then they made a bracha, and they said, Hashem Aratz M'loyai, Hashem Aratz Nasun L'nei Adam. And the Be'ehetiv brings down a very interesting minig.
It was after they ate?
Right. Okay. After they ate, Tosfos says. The Be'ehetiv brings down a very interesting minig. He says, let's say you have a guest in your home. And you're giving him something to eat. So Behetov says that you should make a bracha and eat something and then give it to him. Why? Because we just said that until you make a bracha, it's not yours. So how could I give you to eat something that doesn't belong to me? So first, make a bracha, let it become yours, and then be mechabed your guest. The Vehetu says this. Amar b'china v'papa. If somebody enjoys this world without making bracha, he's stealing from Hashem, the Knesset Yisrael, and he's also doing an injustice to Klal Yisrael. Shnemar, goizel of ove v'imoy, he steals from his father and his mother, v'ayme and pesha, and he said, I didn't do anything wrong. Chavuhu l'shmashchus, he becomes a friend to a terrible person. Ein aviv, who does the father refer to? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnem as the pasuk says, Alu avicha kanecha. Hashem is our father, our master. Vein imay el Knesset Yisrael. A mother refers to Klal Yisrael. Shnem as Shema b'ni musar avicha v'alti tosh tar samecha. Knesset Yisrael means what we as a nation, as a congregation together, have to serve Hashem. May chavu l'mishmashkus. Why is he considered? What does it mean that he's a friend of somebody who's terrible? He becomes a chava to Yeravim ben Nevat, who we know was a Melech Yisrael, who was a terrible Rasha. And what was his Aveira? He was Choyto Machtas Arabim. He did Averis and he made other people did Averis. Sheshchus Yisrael Avim Shemayim. He turned Klal Yisrael away from Shemayim. So Mefarshim say, it's taka true. Somebody that doesn't make a bracha is terrible. He's stealing from God because God wants his bracha. Until he makes the bracha, belongs to God. He's stealing from Klal Yisrael. So Mefarshim say like this, the Marshal says that if somebody eats without a bracha, so Hashem will not give us parnasa. And all of Klal Yisrael is connected. So if I eat without a bracha, I'm withholding parnasa from Klal Yisrael, and my friend won't have parnasa. So I'm stealing from my friend. But why am I considered like Yeravim ben Nevat, a chayte machtes rabim? So it's a beautiful pshat. If I eat without a bracha, and somebody sitting next to me sees me eating without a bracha, he's going to become accustomed to eat without a bracha. That's a chayte machtes rabim. That's a Yeravim ben Nevat. That's what happens if you eat without a bracha. Rachanina ba papa Rami, he asked the following question: Siv lekachte digani beitay. Hashem says, I will take my grain in its right time. Siv asafte digancha. You will collect your grain. So is it Hashem's or is it ours? Answers the Gemara like Kasha. Kam is manch Yisrael 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 Yisrael. If we're doing what Hashem says, it's ours. Kam is manch any Yisrael 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 Yisrael. If we don't do Hashem's will, it's not ours. Tana Abonim. It says in the Pasuk, we say it every day, we spoke a lot about Hilchas Krishma, v'safta d'goncha, v'hayim shmai tishmu, and mitzvah yisai. If you'll do what Hashem says, v'safta d'goncha, you'll be able to collect your grain. What is the Pasuk teaching us? Of course, what does a person plant grain for, if not to collect? Answers the Gemara. Fish nemar lo yom sefer Torah zemim picha. The Pasuk says that this Torah should never leave our mouth. Yochel dvarim k'ksavim. A person should have to learn all the time, and he has no time to work. Tamalaymar v'safta d'goncha. The Torah says, no, you should collect your grain. Hanigbem minig derech eretz. A person should work and learn. So there's a beautiful pshat. What's the lashon hanig bahen minig derech eretz? Hanig minig derech eretz. Work and learn. What's the bahen? So the Mefarshim say hanig bahen. Even when you're working bahen, you should be thinking about learning. Your working should be connected to learning. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh brings down. There's a very chashuv sefer, the Alshich from Moshe Alshich. The Moshe Alshich, that sefer he wrote. He thought of everything in the sefer while he was a working person, but he thought of everything he wrote while he was working. And because he was working and thinking and learning at the same time, I guess he had a job, he could do both at the same time. Because he was able to do that, that's why that sefer was so chashuv and such a widely accepted sefer. Rav Shimon Yochayimah, no. Efsh Adam Chayish B'Shas Harisha. Is it possible that a person will plow when he has to plow? Zerei B'Shas Harisha and plant when he has to plant. The Kites B'Shas Tzira and cut when he has to cut the tefua, v'dash b'shas tisa, and thresh when he has to thresh, v'zayr b'shas haruach, and winnow when there's a wind, tayra matela, so you're busy working all the time. What's going to be with tayra? El b'zman sh'Yisrael oitzim mitzonish l'makoyim, when Klal Yisrael do the right thing, malas nacht madei yecherim, they won't have to do their own work, others will do their work on their behalf. Sh'nemar, v'om du zorim, strangers will get up, v'ziru v'ro tzamchim, they will take care of your animals. It was manch and Yisrael 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 Shemakon, but when Klal Yisrael doesn't do the right thing, Melachta Nasat Tayatzman, they have to work themselves for a living. Shneimar v'safta d'goncha, you'll have to work. So Tarsus right away asks, we just said Vasafta de Gancha is talking about Vahayim Shmar Tishma, that you're doing the right thing. So why are we calling it Bizman Sha'en Yisol Eretzayim Shomakim? So he says there are various madregas. When Klai Yisol is in a perfect madrega, they won't have to work at all. Other people will do the work on their behalf. When they're a less madrega, they're not perfect, but they're not bad, they'll have to work for a living. And when they're very bad, v'loyoid, when they're really not doing the right thing, we will have to work for others. Shenemar v'avadat ha'sayvacha, we will have to work for our enemies. Om Rabbi, Rabbi says, Harbei osik Rabbi Shmuel. Many people did like Rabbi Shmuel, v'osbi yodam, that they worked and they learned, and they were successful. Kravshim ben Yechai, but a lot of people did like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, they weren't successful, that they only learned. Because not everybody could only learn. But the Meiri right away says, Harbei Asu, the whole world can't do it like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That's not for everybody. But like the Rambam says, and the Brisker Rav explains this, and Nefesh Chaim says this in Perek Dalet, the Rambam says, the V'loi Rak Kehanim V'Levim, not only Kehanim Levim, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash that didn't work, El Kol Mishnet V'Rochai, whoever has the right attitude that he's completely devoted to Hashem should spend his life sitting and learning, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help him. But that's not for everybody. That's what the Gemara says. Harbe, a lot of people tried to do like Rabbi Shmuel and they weren't successful. Some people who are on the right madrega can. Amalei Ravel Rabbonin, B'metusim Enaychu, I ask of you, B'yomei Nisan B'yomei Tishrei, in Nisan and Tishrei, Loi Techzu Kamai, don't come to learn by me. Kechdoi Titru B'menesaycha Kulshata. In other words, what he did was like this. He worked 2 months a year. Lucky guy. He worked 2 months a year. Somebody in my shiur said he must have had a matzah bakery. So he worked in Nissan. And he sold the sfraigim in Tishrei. And the rest of the year he didn't work. And that's why, so Meiri explains, a person, even if he has to work, should always try to figure out how his work should interfere with his learning the least. So he said, the best thing for me is, 2 months a year I'll work hard. And then I have 10 months to learn non-interrupted. Everybody has to figure out how it works for him. So there's two questions I have to be asked. Here the Gemara says, the Rabbi Shmuel said, Hanik ben minei dercheretz, a person should work and learn. Yet the same Rabbi Shmuel, the Ravi says, they asked him, is somebody allowed to learn Greek science? Chochmas Yevonis, and he said, you're only allowed to learn b'zman shlo yoyim v'loy laila. You're only allowed to learn it when it's not day or night. So you see, you're not supposed to spend your time something else. So what's going on? So Rabbi Yosef Engel answers like this. Rabbi Shmuel saying avada, a person should work and learn. And a person should learn whatever he needs to learn to work. If he needs to go to school to be able to do his job properly, he should learn. But to learn something that doesn't have anything to do with your job, just to learn Chachmas Chitzaynis, Rabbi Shmuel won't tell you you're allowed to do that. For that, you should better spend your time learning. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, there's another question. The Maram Shik asked this, the Berkei Yosef asked this. Here we find that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says that your person is supposed to learn all the time. Torah Matei Olah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is the same man, the Omer, that says that if somebody says Krishma in the morning and Krishma by night, he was Mekayim V'Gisa V'Yoyim V'Layla. It's ready enough. Here he says you have to learn 24/7. And he says, say Shema twice a day and it's good enough. What's going on? So the Berkei Yosef answers a very interesting teretz. He says, there are two chiyuvim. There's one chiyuv of a gisa by yoyim v'layla. A person has to learn by day and by night. That you fulfill by saying Shema in the morning and the night. But then there's another chiyuv. A yid has to learn Kala Torah Kula. A Jew has to know Kala Torah. That you have to spend 24/7 achieving. Another teretz that the Maram Shik says like this. When Rav Shimon ben Yochai says that somebody could be yoytzei with saying Shema in the morning and the evening, he's talking about such a person that when he says Shema in the morning, it lasts with him the whole day. He doesn't forget Hashem the whole day. Such a person, Rav Shimon ben Yochai agrees, he could go to the world because he's thinking of Hashem all the time, by day and by night. Somebody, but Rav Shimon ben Yochai was talking to the whole world here. Most people say Shema in the morning, and how long does it last? They, he says, should stay in the yeshiva. Amar Rabbi Babachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishrim, Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi. Boy Reish, like a Daris, Rishonim, Daris, Akroinim. Look at the difference between the earlier generations and the later generations. Daris Rishonim also Tarasim Kva and Malach Marai. Their main occupation was learning, and they worked as much as they had to work. Zuzun Sky and Beyodim, they were successful in both. Daris Achroinim also Malach Kva, the Tarasim Rai. The later generations that the main thing is working, and then they learn just on the side. Zuzun Sky and Beyodim, they're not successful in either. We learned the other day that midaraisa, you're not mechuyev to take off chuma meiser unless the fruit was the fruit or whatever you're taking it off was completely processed and then taken into the house through the front door. Says the Gemara. Look at the difference between the early generations and the later generations. The early generations, they used to take the fruit in through the front door in order that they should have an obligation to take off ma'aser. The later generation took the fruit in through the roof, through the yard, the front yard, the backyard, in order that to avoid giving ma'aser. Don Rav Yanai, and a tavam schay b'ma'aser, you don't have to take off ma'aser at shir pnei bais until you take it in through the front door. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, by vidui ma'aser, every at the end of 3 years, at the end of 6 years of the shemitah cycle, we have to say vidui ma'aser, say that we did everything we did, and we said bi'ati akodesh, when does something become holy? Min abayis, when it's in the house. Rabbi Yochanan Ma'afil Chatz Kavas, that even if you take it through the yard, that's still considered bringing into the house. Shneva Ochel B'Sherecha, as soon as you bring it into your Chatz B'Saveyu. So the early generations went out of the way to be Mechuyev, and the later generations, even though they didn't do halachically anything incorrect, but that's not the way a Jew should live. But even though you're not mechuyev in maestris, if you didn't take it into the front door, midaraisa, midrabbanim, you're still mechuyev to take off maestris, even if you didn't take off through the front door. Rabbi Baruch Tam says a beautiful vart. He says like this, we have to understand the Torah. The Torah here tells us that you're only mechuyev to take off maestris if you took it in through the front door. So he says, what's the difference how it got into the house? Front door, back door, yard. So Rabbi Baruch Tam says, look at what Hashem did for us. Hashem tells us you only mechuyev and ma'aser take it into the front door. Why? He wants us to say you have a way to get out of it. Take it into the backyard. Take it into the roof. And a Jew goes out of his way and takes it in through the front door, so you get an extra schar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us an opportunity to have extra schar. Chutz min hayayin, we said that wine you don't have to make. Wine you have to make a bar priya gofen. Ask the Gemara, ma'ashna yayin, what makes yayin special? We find the wine has been uplifted. Where? Because it's brought on the Mizbeach. And that's why you have to make a separate bracha on it. So Mefarshim asked a question. It was saying now that the chshivas of wine is that it's brought on the Mizbeach. We know it's taka come before Pesach. The wine that's mavushal, that was pasteurized, that was cooked, is not put on the Mizbeach. So why would one have to make a very pra gefen on wine that's mavushal? We're saying that what makes wine special, that it's put on the Mizbeach. So what's going to be a wine that can't be put on the Mizbeach? You shouldn't have to make a bari priya gofen on it. Ask the Gemara, bari Hashem dishtin leluye, oil is also upgraded, because we just spoke about before that oil is put on the Mizbeach. V'loy ishtin lebracha, yet you don't make a special bracha on oil. Dom Rav Yudam Shmuel, v'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, shem zayis, an olive oil, mevarchan labar priya eitz, and you don't make a special bracha. And so the Gemara, Hasim Mishum Delayevshi. You know why you don't make a special bracha on olive oil? Because I don't know what to say. What nusach should we compose? Heich Nevarach, what should we say? Nevarach Priyazayas. Should we make the bracha, the fruit of the olive? Perigruf Zayasikra. That's not the. It would be a redundancy because the olive is the fruit. The Nevarach Leibari Pri Eitzayas. So the Gemara, I have a language. Oil is the fruit of what comes out of an olive tree. So we have a bracha. So we're back to where we started. Why don't we make a special bracha on olive oil? Ela mazutra chamra zayin. Wine gives sustenance. Or mishchloi zayin. Olive oil does not. Ask the Gemara, mishchloi zayin. Does olive oil not give sustenance? But now, hanoidim and amazin, if somebody says a vow that he will not eat anything that gives sustenance, mutav b'mayim b'melech, he's allowed to have water and salt. You know why he's allowed to eat water and salt? Because they're not considered sustenance. Hakol, mili, everything else, nami ikri mazon, is considered sustenance. So we're back to where we started. Name to have the yufti v'shmul, the amri emi varach bari min. So that asked him a separate question before we go back to our subject. Name to have the yufti rav v'shmul. Should this halacha that if somebody is noidim and a mazon, he makes a vow that he won't have anything that gives sustenance, he's not allowed to have anything besides water and salt, a contradiction to what Rav and Shmuel said, that they say, Eim Avarchim Bari Min Mizoinis, we only make a bracha Min Mizoinis, El Haim Min Bilvat. And so, well, that's not a question. There's two concepts. There's a concept of something giving sustenance. Every food gives sustenance besides water and salt. Then there's something which is made for sustenance. That is something only from the grain. Bari Min Mizoinis is only said something that's primarily for sustenance. But the bottom line is, Alma Mishkazayim. Oil does give sustenance. So back to where we started. Why is oil different than wine, that for wine we make a special bracha, and for oil we don't? Both of them are on the Mizbeach, and we were able to identify a nusach for the bracha of oil. El Chamra saw it. Not only does wine give sustenance, it satiates. Umeshchaloi saw it. Oil may give you sustenance, but it doesn't satiate. Ask the Gemara Chamra, we saw it. Does wine give sustenance, does satiate? For Rava have a shasi chamri kamal yom de pischa. Rava used to drink wine entire Erev Pesach. Kehech de negri lebe, so should have an appetite. For nechel matzi tvei, and should eat more matzah. The Avni Nezer says from this Gemara we see a mar de gahalocha. From here we see there's an Indian to eat a lot of matzah. He drank a lot of wine. She could eat more matzah. So the question is, if you could eat more matzah, should you? From here it seems that there's an inyan to eat matzah. For every kazayis, you get a mitzvah. So we see that wine doesn't fill you up. Answer the Gemara, tuva garu. A lot of wine gives you an appetite. Purta, a little wine, fills you up. Sorry. Frekma mesod klal. Does wine satiate? B'ksiv yayin yisamach levav enosh. Wine makes you happy. V'lechem levav enosh yisod. Bread satiates. So we see Nahamahu the sod. Bread is what satiates. Chamra le sod, but not wine. Answer the Gemara. Chamra is peitarti. Wine has two characteristics. Sod umesameh. It satiates and makes you happy. Nahama misit sod. It satiates. Smuch le mesameh, but doesn't make you happy. Ask the Gemara. Yochan nevarach le shav v'brachos. If wine has all of these great characteristics, it satiates. It makes you happy. It's on the Mizbeach. So why did you have to say Brich Samazan after you drink wine? Answer the Gemara, Lekavi Inchi Sudasai Layu. A person doesn't make his meal out of wine. Omalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak L'Rava, Ikavalai Sudasamai. And what happens if somebody makes a meal out of wine? Omalei Chishyava Elio. I'll answer you when Elio will come. Vama, Ikavir Sahashta Mia. Good, we'll get Elio. Until Elio, we also have to know the halacha. So what's the halacha if somebody makes a meal out of wine? And says Gemara, Butler Datsa Itzakladim. If somebody makes his whole meal out of wine, he doesn't act the way most people act. So that's not considered a meal, and that's why you don't say Brichas HaMazon on wine.